From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruryak. A new attorney general for California will be sworn in today. Earlier in the week, lawmakers responded to Governor Jerry Brown's budget message with some sharp criticism, and California is taking action in a new emissions scandal. That's just a little bit of the news happening this week. Cap Radio State Government reporter Ben Bradford joins me from the Capitol Bureau. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Beth.
So let's begin with the Fiat Chrysler scandal and explain how California is involved.
Sure. So essentially, California is a little bit different from other states in that we have some very bad air quality, particularly in Los Angeles. And then in addition to that, we have tight state standards. And so the EPA gives California relative autonomy. So during both the Volkswagen emissions scandal, which happened last year, and then in this current investigation, California sort of acts in concert with the EPA, but also separately. So they're doing their own investigation.
In what way, you mentioned Volkswagen, in what way does this appear to be the same or different from the Volkswagen emissions scandal?
Right. Okay. So what the California Air Resources Board and the EPA say that they've found is some software in some vehicles made by Fiat Chrysler in these diesel engines. And essentially what it does is when the vehicles are being tested, the software does not kick in and the emissions coming out of the vehicle seem to meet standards. But when that software does kick in, it overrides some of how the engine works and allows it to pollute more. So in that sense, it's the same because if you'll remember Volkswagen, now on Volkswagen was a much bigger scale. For Volkswagen, we're talking over 500,000 vehicles in the U.S. Here we're talking about 100,000 vehicles nationwide, about 14,000 in California. And what they're essentially saying is that unlike Volkswagen, where the company admitted that that was the purpose of the device, the purpose of it was to kind of defeat the emissions tests. Mm. Here they're saying, we don't know what this software's purpose is. It doesn't kick in all the time. It's not just like when you're driving around on the road. It happens sometimes, but they didn't disclose it, and it's illegal not to disclose it. So essentially what they've done is they've cited Fiat Chrysler for that, and then they're investigating, and more citations, you know, a lawsuit could follow, you know, some of the other steps we saw in the Volkswagen case could follow, particularly if they find some of the same things that happened with Volkswagen, like that this was intentional to defeat emissions tests.
Okay, including notices to the specific vehicle owners. That will be part of this process.
Yeah, well, it actually remains to be seen, I think,
because
they have to figure out what the solution is for the software, right? If it turns out that the software is just there for, you know, in very extreme circumstances, right, going up a hill while carrying, you know, really heavy equipment. I mean, these are a truck and an SUV. It's the Ram 1500 and the Jeep Grand Cherokee that are both diesel 3.0 liter engines. So, you know, if they're hauling something and it's very extreme tests, there are times where the state will allow that kind of software in a vehicle and allow greater emissions than normal if it's going to, you know, protect the engine in extreme circumstances. Now, the problem, again, is disclosure is what they're saying.
Right.
So, you know, maybe it turns out that they decide, okay, this is allowed, but you're fined for not disclosing it. Or maybe it turns out that there's more to it and a greater fix required, like in the Volkswagen case.
Okay, great. Thank you for some of that clarification. I do want to talk about specific action at the Capitol. Javier Becerra was confirmed this week as California's next attorney general.
Not yet.
He was not confirmed.
He's being confirmed. So the assembly is confirming him as we speak. They're meeting right now.
Okay.
There was an assembly committee that met earlier this week to confirm him. And then the Senate still has to act, and the Senate will begin to act next week. But yes, we're in the process of the confirmation of a new attorney general. He has widespread support from Democrats, and so it's probably smooth sailing for him.
So do you know when a swearing in might be?
No date on the swearing in yet, but we know that the Senate will begin its action next week.
Okay, and he would become the first Latino in California history to become attorney general, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Let's move on. Oh, one last question about that. How long would his term be, Ben?
It would be the remainder of Kamala Harris's term. So 2018 is when that one would end. And then, of course, he could run again and he could run for two full terms.
Okay. Thank you. I'm talking with state government reporter Ben Bradford. On Tuesday, Ben, the governor released his budget message. We've talked about that a little bit. Democrats reacted with some sharp criticism. There's news about a response in cap and trade legislation. Let's pick up on some of what we weren't able to talk about this week. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the budget was in some ways classic Jerry Brown. He got up and he does this. He's kind of become known for this, right, where he gets up and he has his charts in front of him and he talks about the threat of recession and says, look, the economy goes up, the economy goes down, and we have to be prepared for it. So he did all of that. And I think that the major kind of difference this year is that he's saying that we are now starting to see the economy slow. And so they are expecting revenues to slow. They're expecting $6 billion less than they projected they would have at this time last year. And because of that, he says the budget would have a $2 billion deficit under current spending. And so he's looking for a few cuts.
So you heard a lot from him. We're going to play a clip. Do you need any setup to it?
I just think, in terms of what I was just saying about, he's known for coming up with these charts and pointing to them and talking about recession. And I think that this was sort of a response to the idea of Brown doing that as a caricature.
To spend and then cut and then have all those problems that we saw under Gray Davis and under Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't want to repeat that. So this is not just some kind of, quirk or legacy or Brownism. This is just the corollary of a progressive tax system.
A Brownism. I don't think I've heard you say that word, Ben.
I have not. I have never said that word. I think that he's responding there to, when he talks about it as a quirk or whatever. I mean, clearly, he's acknowledging the image of him as, someone who does this. It's kind of like, all reporters go, we know that's what's going to be there. And if you see the pictures from the budget, it's always, him with the charts next to him, often tapping the charts. He had a red pen at one point and was, circling something on the chart.
Well, if people thought that the word supermajority and the fact that it exists in the California legislature this year meant that there would be a nice blazing green light when the governor gave his budget message, stop right there, because there was a lot of back and forth. As I said, there was sharp criticism and some real disagreement on the governor's view of the budget by Democrats.
Yeah, I don't think the overall dynamic that we've seen in previous years has changed, which is that Brown is relatively, a fiscal moderate who warns of recession is, and he likes to start, just kind of kicks off budget negotiations. His proposal does that. And he likes to start with setting out his priorities and then the negotiations can begin. And Democrats in the legislature who, even without a supermajority, right, have been close to it in previous years, and they have tended to want to put more spending towards social programs. Often those programs kind of differ from Brown's priorities. So the one that stands out to me from last year, for instance, is where the legislature wanted affordable housing money. The governor wanted money to repair and upgrade some state buildings that were really in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, what happens is, like any negotiation, they talk about it and they argue about it and they figure out how do they divert the money. I think that, Brown tends to try to set a hard line about the total amount of spending. And so what he wants then is, he's not just going to give them their best offer on his initial proposal. He's going to require them to negotiate with him and figure out, okay, well, if you want to spend more on, let's say, affordable housing, which is they've called a major priority this year, instead of just giving that to them in the budget, Brown has actually X'd out the money that they had agreed to last year. And it's, again, the negotiations are going to start and they'll start from square one. And he'll say, all right, lawmakers, then you need to find something else you can cut if you're going to put in money for affordable housing.
All right. A couple quick answers, if you can give them to us, Ben. The governor proposed cuts to college scholarships. The Democrats are already reacting to that.
That was probably the biggest one. Yes, it's the middle class scholarship program. It provides
money. That was a John Perez program, I believe.
Yeah, it provides money for students whose families are earning, I think, up to about $150,000, households that are earning about $150,000. And it doesn't immediately cut the scholarships, but it would phase them out, so they wouldn't be giving out new scholarships.
Okay, the governor proposed cuts to child care. Explain that, and how did the Democrats react?
Yeah, I mean, they're describing it as a pause, and essentially what they're saying is that the rate increases that were expected to go into effect for child care providers, right? So reimbursement rates that Democrats in the legislature have pushed to increase, instead of going up this year, they would pause it, leave it at the level of last year, and then next year they would do the increases. But it's basically a punt.
Okay, and one more. Driver's license suspensions for people who haven't paid their court fines. What did the governor want to do? How did Democrats react?
Yeah, that one, I saw praise from Senator Hertzberg about that. The governor essentially has proposed doing away with that, as I understand it.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Ben. There is an endless amount that we could talk about the budget, so we'll pick it up sometime next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That is Ben Bradford. He is our state government reporter. You can find more state government news at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Friday the 13th from Capital Public Radio.